Mark Rich's story begins with a desperate flight from Nazi Europe in 1940. As a 12-year-old Jewish refugee, young Marcel Reich, later Mark Rich, and his family escaped through France to Marseille, eventually securing passage to America aboard the Serpa Pinto. Standing on deck as they entered New York Harbor, Mark gazed at the Statue of Liberty, a powerful symbol of their escape from annihilation. This experience of displacement profoundly shaped his character, instilling a determination never to be powerless again and an acute understanding of how quickly fortunes could change. "We lost everything, but we survived," he later reflected, a sentiment that would drive his relentless ambition. Growing up as an outsider in post-war America, small, accented, and Jewish, Rich struggled to fit in, attending 12 different schools in his many years. Though the family changed their name from Reich to Rich to assimilate better, Mark remained distinctly European at heart. His refuge became his father's jewelry store, where he developed an early passion for business and trade that would define his future. After high school, he chose practical experience over university, joining Philip Brothers, a commodities trading firm with deep roots in Jewish trading traditions. At Philip Brothers, Rich emerged as a wunderkind through his mastery of the mercury market in the 1950s. His willingness to operate in politically volatile regions from Castro's Cuba to Franco's Spain set him apart as he built relationships with high-ranking officials and capitalized on opportunities others avoided. By the late 1960s, Rich had established Madrid as a crucial hub for emerging markets. When the 1967 Six-Day War triggered the first oil embargo, he saw opportunity in the resulting surplus. Despite his success at Philip Brothers, compensation disputes led him to establish Mark Witch & Co. in 1974, choosing Switzerland for its financial discretion and political neutrality. Rich leveraged his Iranian connections to transfer key contracts to his new company, providing both revenue and collateral for credit. During the 1974 Arab oil embargo, the company's access to Iranian oil and sources like Ecuador fueled dramatic growth. His revolutionary approach combined aggressive decision-making with relationship building, but his most significant contribution was pioneering the oil spot market. This innovation broke the multinational's monopoly and introduced unprecedented market flexibility. The 1970s oil market was controlled by the Seven Sisters, major oil conglomerates that maintained fixed-price contracts and vertical control over the industry. This dominance began to shift as oil-producing nations started nationalizing their resources. Rich, partnering with logistics expert Pincus Green from Philip Brothers, recognized that OPEC's growing power created an opportunity for independent traders to bridge producers and consumers. Despite their differences, Rich being cosmopolitan and secular, Green religious and Brooklyn-based, they formed an effective partnership. They began by facilitating an Iran-Israel oil pipeline, circumventing trade embargoes. During the 1973 Yom Kippur War, Rich's foresight allowed him to capitalize as oil prices jumped from $3 to $11.60 per barrel. When the 1979 Iranian Revolution brought Ayatollah Khomeini to power and drove Western businesses away, Mark Rich Plus Co. maintained operations. Using Switzerland's neutrality, Rich established lasting relationships with the new Iranian regime and secured crucial long-term contracts. Notably, he managed to supply Israel with significant quantities of Iranian oil during this period, a remarkable feat given Iran's hostile stance toward Israel. In late 1981, ambitious U.S. attorney Morris Sandy Weinberg began investigating Rich for tax evasion. Despite being the world's largest independent oil trader, Rich had maintained a low profile until accusations emerged of an elaborate scheme to avoid federal taxation. As tensions mounted, Rich enlisted eminent lawyer Edward Bennett Williams, who assured him that a monetary settlement would resolve the issue. However, prosecutors insisted on jail time, refusing an offer of $100 million. Amid escalating legal pressure, the Rich family abruptly relocated to Switzerland in June 1983. The stakes dramatically heightened with Rudolph W. Giuliani's appointment as U.S. attorney, bringing a zealous approach to the case. On September 19, 1983, Giuliani unveiled 51 counts against Mark Rich, including tax evasion, racketeering, and trading with Iran during the hostage crisis. The heart of the case centered on the complex U.S. federal price control system for oil. Prosecutors accused Rich of conducting sham transactions between his Swiss and U.S. companies to evade taxes. In an unprecedented move, they utilized the RICO Act, typically reserved for organized crime, to freeze Rich's U.S.-based assets. The case wasn't without flaws. Swiss government lawyer Jürg Leutert revealed that Giuliani could easily have had Rich arrested using Swiss extradition treaties, but opted for public spectacle, creating a deep diplomatic rift. For 17 years, Rich evaded U.S. authorities in a complex international pursuit. Howard Sapphire led the chase, discovering internal leaks, while Agent Ken Hill, the Riddler, tracked Rich for 14 years. In 1987, Hill nearly caught Rich in London, but fog enabled Rich's escape to Zurich. Behind the scenes, Rich played unexpected diplomatic roles. He helped ease Egyptian-Israeli tensions after the Ras Burqa massacre and assisted the Mossad in evacuating Ethiopian Jews. Despite his fugitive status, he provided intelligence about influential figures to American agencies. During this period, Rich faced personal tragedy when his daughter Gabrielle was diagnosed with terminal leukemia, made more painful by his inability to return to the United States. Rich's eventual presidential pardon came through a carefully orchestrated campaign. His team, led by Avner Azulay and former White House counsel Jack Quinn, pursued what they called an avenue of last resort. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak advocated directly to President Clinton, while Rich's ex-wife Denise leveraged her connections to support the controversial pardon. Mark Rich embodied the complexity of moral choices in business, blurring lines between fair and exploitative trading practices. His legacy remains contested. Was he a revolutionary trader who democratized oil markets, or an unscrupulous profiteer? His philanthropy was substantial, distributing over $150 million through foundations, education, culture, and health globally, efforts that began before his legal troubles. Rich later identified oil and water as key future commodities while acknowledging renewable energy's importance, and remained a free market advocate despite increasing regulation. From his art-filled Villa Rose, Rich reflected on decisions made in capitalism's gray area, where practicality often meets ethical ambiguity. His lasting impact is undeniable. The spot market he created transformed global oil trading, introducing transparency and flexibility to a previously rigid system. Today's market-responsive oil prices reflect his enduring influence, complex legacy intact.